Alright, time for another DoNotGod.com video presentation. Yeah, Google's evil, but nobody cares. Evil smevil. How's that a problem? Yeah, no. Just let any old marketing company run the internet. Yeah, it's not important. Much. Yeah. Anyway. Just another one of the arguments that'll... You just can't make. People just don't care much. The average person. So, most of this conversation is moot. Because it's not a conversation that's, you know, part of the meme culture. With much more important things to take care of. You know, people are slapping people at the Oscars. Woo! Ugh. Anyway, so I was thinking the argument of the day would be something about the fact that the life is just so tedious and so full of just this struggling, eking crap. Even if you, even if you have it well, even if you're living in one of these developed countries and all that crap, it's just really hard to maintain any kind of level of comfort. In any kind of real sense, because there's so many things against it. Sickness and disease and aging and disability and, and then just the practicalities of the fact that, the game is struggly. You have to eat your vegetables and you can't do whatever you want. And you have to do this extra stuff to protect yourself against the doom that's trying to take you, consume you, kill you, which doesn't seem like a great thing. And again, mostly just because who wants to write the ending, We all want the graceful, la la la, you just, walk the staircase to heaven. But, there's no such staircase. The ways out aren't all that easy. It's not that simple. So you're just stuck here, eek, doing this, trying to find good places to fight. Like I said, you can eat your vegetables. Yeah, okay, that's a battle that's not too hard to win. You can do these minimal things to try to protect yourself against the degrade that's, coming for you. And all of this relates to, a conversation that really needs to happen for people who really aren't interested, which is people in their breeding years. They're too preoccupied being players. They're all ready for the fight. They haven't been in enough of the battles and lost enough battles to know that battling sucks. And they need to gain some appreciation for what they're doing when they're imposing this again, obliging the slaves, to be reborn into slavery. Slavery to cultures and nations and bullshit circumstances, just stupid, lousy, cruddy circumstances, slaves to, even people's bad genetics, slaves to whatever they wish to make them a slave to. There's lots of things to end up being a slave to, and slave to their ignorance, frankly, their lack of concern, the lack of thought and, deliberate thought that they gave the idea of children, people, making people. And so, I made simple arguments like this is just about nest building, and until we make some sort of safe environment for humans to swim in, they're always swimming in this polluted, shark-infested, shards of glass and, it's just such a filthy environment that we're obliged to navigate through to eke out our little bits of coral, back to the fish analogy. So, yeah, that's enough of a video, right? So, yeah, that's... how hard should it be for them to be able to gain this appreciation? I mean, are these words that offensive? You be young and stupid. Okay, yeah, that's probably not the way to say it. You be young and enthusiastic. I don't know if that's it either. Too enthusiastic, yeah. You haven't seen what sharks really look like and what it feels like to be eaten by one. And you sort of need some of that knowledge. Obviously, if the worst happens to you, then you're not going to end up having kids because you got burned up in the war, or you got blown up, or whatever happened, and you figured it out, or life figured it out for you that you shouldn't breed. So it's the ones who haven't, been touched yet directly. But really, should they need to be touched directly? I mean, isn't this sort of, you can watch it happening all around you, the victims of circumstance, how can you possibly think, well, I'll be immune? Why? Why do you think you'll be immune? Because you're magic? Is that it? Okay, yeah. It shouldn't be much of a conversation to explain, no, you're not magic, no, you don't have some special powers, no, you're not going to be cut some, graceful slack for any other reason, and yes, you might get lucky, it might all work out, but you're probably not going to do any of that, so it should be as easy to explain as explaining when some kid thinks, I want to play professional baseball. Yeah, well, okay, fine, you want to, but what's the odds? What are the chances you're going to get there? And how many failures will there have to be for your success, if you're successful? How many other lives will be just consumed and ruined? Okay, they'll spend all this time training and all this bullshit, and then, they'll stub their toe and get an infection, and their career is ruined. Some sort of little bullshit will happen. And now there'll be an angry alcoholic. I could have been a contender, for the rest of their lives. So, it's just really illustrating all of this complexity. It's not really complex, right? I mean, it's really simple. All the failures, all the way you can fail. I mean, you could find somebody you love, you could get really lucky, and then, some little thing clicks in her head and she says, I don't like you anymore, and leaves you, all broken hearted and ruined. And, even finding that kind of thing, even finding somebody, that you might even consider spending the rest of your life with, on purpose, what's the odds? I mean, what's the average case? What's the most of the time case? So it's such a difficult, so hard getting through life, and it's just such an, And again, the odds are against you. I mean, I'm probably of the age where, I'm getting close to anyway, where, half the people I grew up with, if you took them as a class, are dead. They didn't make it, They didn't even make it to retirement age. I mean, that's the joke of, even our systems, is to steal the money from the suckers who paid in and all get nothing back. Insidious almost. It's so cruel. And that's one of our good plans. That's where we're being nice. We think of a plan like that. When most of the time people are, doing much worse than that. How can anybody be on the other side of this argument? I mean, at minimum, the argument is, consider all of this downside stuff that you're definitely going to impose. I mean, there's no way for you to say, I have a right to have a kid without saying all those other assholes have a right. So even if you think you're special, and you have all these capacities you're going to give your little super child, you know that by you saying you have the right, they have to have the right, and therefore you're just basically saying it's okay to throw people into this slavery to this little gruely stupid war of just try to gain some kind of sense of comfort, some sense that everything's all right, you know. And how many milliseconds of it do you get? And the rest of the time is just fighting for it, just fighting to stay above the level of the quicksand. And again, you didn't, you know, you're in it your whole life. And so all you know is, I don't want to drown in the quicksand. But I also don't want to tread quicksand forever. And you're just basically sentencing to do it over and over and over again. All of this fail to happen over and over again. There's nothing new happening. It's just a new version of the same story. I mean, oh, come on. Haven't we already demonstrated that we can't handle doing this civilization thing? You know, I mean, we're way past being able to appreciate that, you know, well, war shouldn't be a solution to a problem. But does it have to come to that? You know, we're not past that. You know, we're not past having to, one of the, you know, with all these natural things against us, all these little, just the consequence of it, there being no guarantees and everything, you know, you're being subjected to, you know, cancer and, you know, a little too much exposure to too much sun or too much this or too much that, you know, all these subtle ways you can doom yourself. It's clear that our competitive nature, we just end up dooming each other, that half the struggle is fighting against other people. You know, other humans are the disease, you know, that you have to fight. Just another, you know, evil force that's coming for you is the opposition, the political opposition. Yeah. Eh. So another adversary you have to build shields against and build, you know, make swords to fight, and yeah. So I did just because I did movie references last time, I saw some like Japanese samurai, I don't know, whatever, war movie, and it was just this, you know, you're just saying, I mean, obviously it never happened this way, okay? I mean, you hear about that kind of stuff, like the general who actually was fighting in the battles, and you're saying there's no way they would ever survive, right? I mean, you know, the attrition rate in these hand-to-hand combat things is just so high. You know, there's no way you could survive being experienced. You know, an experienced gladiator, forget it. Not much chance of that. I mean, how many battles could you actually have any prospect of surviving? You know, so it's all kind of fairy tales, the, you know, the dragon rider, the hero comes to the rescue, blah, 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 and smites all the enemies with his specially good luck. You know, come on. So, but yeah, so just watching those stories, you're just saying, this just, it's, that's the crapola that keeps people playing the game, is this myth, you know, that they're going to win, and that there is possible, and that, you know, no odds are undefeatable, and blah, 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 blah. And there's just no real account. Like I said, they have a couple of moments where their brother gets killed, or their son or something, and they have a little, you know, oh, isn't it awful? Yeah, it's awful for 3 minutes, and, you know, in movie time, it's, you know, 14 seconds. And then it's just back to perpetuating, let's do it again tomorrow. Let's do it again tomorrow. Let's just keep doing this over and over again. You know, God. There's people defending that. Like, that's all good enough. It doesn't matter really how horrid the existence is. You know, there's pro-lifers, you know, marching down the street of the plague streets, you know, with the dead bodies laying all over the place, and they're sitting there with their little, life is good, crap. Yeah. Ugh. And this is what you gotta, you know, on top of everything else, on top of the plague, you have to fight these morons, you know, who just keep beating the drums to force you back into the, you know, go be another, be a slave to some other bullshit, be a slave to something else. Just keep signing you up to be a slave to a bullshit existence, struggling for nothing, to get nowhere, to end up drowning in the quicksand anyway. I mean, it's, you know, it's just so stupid. It's all just psychology pushing people. Just hunger, just driven by it. Not taking a moment to say, is there any merit to this hunger game? Do we ever get out of it? Does it ever end? No. So let's not play. Eesh. Okay, as I often do, I have depressed myself. So I think I'll take a little break. See if there's any kind of this anything, you know, to cling to as an argument against, you know, all of this crap for nothing. I mean, what do these morons think they're accomplishing by advocating to impose doom? I mean, why is that rational in their brains? Perpetuate it. Just sit there and just account, say, yes, we need more Olympic heroes so we can have a ton more Olympic failures. No, it's time to just quit doing this Olympic thing. Yeah. Let's have 10 winners and 5,000 losers. Shit. Yeah, I'm back. So, I was thinking about the nature of conflict. So, what I saw in the Japanese movie was this clear good-evil thing being portrayed. Okay, so, like, you have two kinds of Japanese people being portrayed, and it's just sort of like the American theme, or the anywhere theme, Europe, whatever. You have these people that are by nature shitty, okay? I mean, shitty, evil people, you know, selfish people who don't care, you know, the rape and pillagers, the people who could actually go out and rape somebody, you know, and impose on somebody in some, like, grotesque way, you know, like, yeah, just really imposers, you know, people who just don't care about stealing somebody's other stuff. You know, they worked on their farm and they'll just show up and steal all their potatoes or something, you know, and starve them to death and then rape the daughters. And they're just by nature just evil, gross, you know, horrible people who have some sort of notion that they're more entitled, that the other people aren't just as worthy. Just because they're other people, not because they offended them some way, or they, you know, 1,000 years ago they stole their land, or, you know, they don't have any hate for any good reason. They're just insanely selfish and self-focused, and it's just about them being gratified, and they don't care how much they take from anybody to get gratified. And then you have the opposite kind of not very hard to be kind of hero, where you just have some appreciation about being an asshole and you don't want to be one. And so, yeah, you don't steal stuff. You know, you try to earn it and you try to be worthy of somebody allowing you to have sex with them rather than raping them. You know, that kind of stuff. You don't brutalize, you don't hurt, you don't take in ugly, silly ways. You try to take, you try to gain your gratification efficiently, you know, in the multiplayer kind of game way. You try to find win-win solutions, you know, not, you know, lose-win. And so that's always in there, you know, in the formula, is that sometimes it's just about the people who are, what, smart enough to figure out it's not nice to be a shithead. You know, it's not a good idea to be shitty. I mean, you know, to be cruel and, you know, thieving and stealing and mean and to do damage to other feeling things. It's not a good idea to do that. And the people who don't give it any thought, you know, just go out and, you know, raise their pig and then whack him, you know, just fuck you, you know, I'll take when it's time to take, you know, I'm the taker, you're the takee, you know, you're the victim, I'm the perpetrator, you're the victim, and they're okay with that. So that's, you know, that's what they, that makes it easy to see. I mean, you know, usually the evil has got kind of scraggly hair and it's kind of messy and, you know, well, you know, it's not my fault. Okay. Yeah, I don't have people. That's my excuse. All right. So, you know, they're usually betrayed. Okay. It's a little bit, they're unconcerned with other people. They're unconcerned about a lot of things. They don't even care if they stink and all that kind of stuff. And then you have the nice people, usually are pretty and, you know, well decorated and, you know, try to be honorable and all that kind of bullshit. And not cross these, the line of being a taker. So that makes, you know, like I said, it's easy to see, but it's still not easy to understand. You know, you sit there and just say, well, how did we make, how did those people come out of the same culture, the same world? Like, you know, they're both standing on Earth. It's got the same curvature. The trees look the same. Things are pretty much, you know, it's only little tiny details that are different. How the hell did they come out so different? I mean, how the hell could some idiot think, oh, it's just a single player game and all the other humans are irrelevant? And, you know, somebody else understand exactly the opposite, that I have to account for every, you know, my blood footprint. I have to be very careful how I step. I don't want to do anything to, you know, if I do this to that, and I got to be, you know, cutting babies in half and trying to solve problems. So how do you get those two people coming out of the same air they're breathing, you know? How does that happen? And then, you have all these other layers, which are, you know, like you could say the conflict in Russia is, you know, 1,000 years old or 2,000, you know, that, you know, there's always this fight to preserve the Union, you could say, you know, the Civil War. What would America be if they didn't have that war, you know, if they didn't try to keep the thing in one piece? You know, be a bunch of subdivided little Balkan states that would constantly consume each other's resources by draining and extorting and, you know. So instead of any kind of cooperation, everything would be done uncooperatively. So nothing in step, you know, nothing efficient, just a bunch of inefficiency, a bunch of waste and all that kind of crap. So, I mean, yeah, the stakes are kind of high in all of these battles we have with each other. It's going to make a difference, a big difference, you could argue. Little decision here, a little decision there, big, giant, different outcome in terms of where the world ends up. Then there's nobody from the future to come save the day and fix everything so we don't make a mess of it. But I mean, there's all, that's the, you know, so the layers of the battles are just about, you know, old resentments, you know, your mother disrespected my father and blah, 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 some bullshit, you know. I'm not saying it's all bullshit. I just mean that, you know, it isn't really about anything of principle. It's just about resentments and hatreds. And, you know, most of the, you know, the hostility I get from people, you know, is based on something like that. Some offense they've taken, you know, to some incident. Okay, oh, you blocked me, or some other kind of little bullshit. I mean, stuff that should be just so irrelevant, but was entirely relevant to them. In their little psychology, you know, and then so many are, you know, there's no even point in even going through what happened, just because they're schizophrenic loonies and, you know, they have a whole CIA is controlling me theory, and, you know, I'm an operative, and, you know, so it's just, you know, it's so crazy that, you know, how do you fix that kind of crap? But yeah, so you know, principles get lost. Any kind of, you know, it's look, it's, I do it myself, so I'm not saying this isn't something you do. I mean, I my contempt for Republicans is deep. You know, they've always just been thieving cunts, trying to steal more money for lazy rich people, and I mean it. You know, lazy rich people, inheritance wealth. If they just got rid of the inheritance part, I could accept capitalism. I could accept almost any. The inheritance part is what makes it completely, intractably wrong and evil. That's the perpetual slavery. You know, if the, each one of those Republicans had to earn it, then that'd be great. Merit pay, fine. Okay, but if you're going to inherit the merit pay, fuck that. You know, that doesn't make any sense. You know, and. You know, so anything, it's almost like they could say anything, and I'm just going to know it's, nah, it's a plan, it's a conspiracy. They're just trying to figure out another way to fuck people over to steal the money, because that's all they care about, is they're just such greedy scoundrels. I mean, oh, it's disgusting. They're worth so much more than everybody else, because they own some property and some tax, you know, they have some stocks, and so they shouldn't pay any taxes on their increase in their, the value of their properties, you know. I mean, it's just disgusting. Oh, no, the guy sweating, the guy dragging himself to work every day. Yeah, tax the fuck out of him. But don't touch the wealth of the rich. It's disgusting. And, that, you know, again, this whole Head Start thing. It's just, it's so overtly disgusting to think that you were going to sit there and show up. Like, all the townspeople would show up to some events they're going to have where they're going to teach their children about how life is competitive and you have to earn it and you have to fight for it. And then you have the kids all show up, and then you decide that, oh yeah, well, the wealthy kids get to start halfway down the track. You know, I mean, it's just, you know, I mean, I've made this analogy before. It's like, you know, it's like if you showed up for, you're a horse, and you show up for the horse race, and all of a sudden they say, okay, all the rich horses, you get to go halfway down the track. I mean, what are the other horses supposed to say? Fuck this. What the hell is this racket? You know, this is such bullshit. I have to watch, you know, I have to walk the tightrope with fire and swords and, you know, all kinds of crap below me. And they get to walk on it with mattresses, you know, and pretty girls. And, you know, they fall into nothing. I have to fall into doom. And we're going to call this a fair fight? Oh, fuck you. Too silly. So people who can defend that, you know, they can defend any kind of cheat, right? So if you can sit there and sign up for being a Republican and saying, oh yeah, I'm for it, I'm pro-America, or whatever the fuck that shit is, you know, fuck you. But in this context, like I said, I can't make the argument just because the left has turned into just a bunch of loony thieves too. I mean, just crazy assholes who think they're all special and they deserve everything and they're entitled to everything and they can take everything and they should get paid to do nothing, because the world would work great that way. If we pay people to do absolutely nothing, everything will be just fine. Yes, we'll be very productive then. No, we won't do a damn thing. We'll eat potato chips and watch cartoons. They call that Aspergering. You know, when you eat potato chips and watch cartoons, you're now an official Aspergerer. Oh, fuck. I don't want to go to work. I have a disability. I don't want to. Yeah, what? There is this, you know, there's a line between, you know, real psychological crippling disease and bullshit. And it seems nobody's able to draw that line rationally, unfortunately. Just a sad fact. You have to be in it to know it, I guess. But, you know, but whatever. So as much as I am completely dependent on the sympathy of the world or others or humans or whatever, civilization, and, you know, I would have been much earlier doomed in my existence. The fact is, it's, you know, these systems are exploitable. And that's all people are doing now, is exploiting, cheating. So the cheaters are everywhere. Yeah, that's a sad commentary, right? They're really, the percentage of people who are doing the I'm part of the whole game and we have to make the game work better, you know, it's getting smaller and smaller, you know, and there's just people out for their people, their kind, you know, their tribe. And, you know, that's no good. Yeah, no, it's not good. So, anyway, yeah, so, I mean, you know, I've argued this before. This, you know, here we grow up in the same place, watch the same shit happen, and draw these fundamentally different conclusions about, you know, what good and bad is. And it really shouldn't be that diverse. I mean, but it is. Yeah, so you have to deal with it. And you can't, really, because nobody will... You know, all of these subjects probably take more than 5 minutes of babbling to get the idea across. And there's too few people who care to listen longer than 5 minutes, or even 3 minutes. It's all this Twitter crap. Just make a witty statement calling them boogerheads, and that's how you win the argument. Is, you know, you find anything to make, you know, take your cheap shot, you know, any way to knock them down, kick them in the balls, whatever it takes, do whatever it takes to create the event, you know, so you can celebrate your grand victory because you tripped them, you know. Anyway, look over there, you know. So, you know, take a pause and I'll be back. Maybe. All right, continuing. So I was thinking about, there's two different kinds. So besides the evil versus good, okay, there's the big picture versus little picture kind of people, right? So I guess if I was going to blame anything, you know, for my separation, okay, from being an average person, something that prevented that from being possible, was I had a very unaverage view of the big picture. I mean, I was concentrating on, in my youth, figuring out the game. Like, what is it that we're playing for, and how do I get there, and all of that kind of crap. And it just seemed like all of this, all of the answers to the questions were very negative. I mean, I was... You know, you're almost sitting, you know, frankly, when I was young, I felt, yeah, this is a perfectly good design, okay? I mean, I thought I was in a condition that was acceptable. And then you find out I'm going to grow into one of those things. You know, I'm going to be an adult or whatever, a grown-up. And it just didn't seem, well, what's the, there's no advantages. It just seemed a very disadvantaged thing. Like, everything that's good about my functionality is going to turn to shit. You know, I mean, facial hair or this or that. All this bullshit is going to happen that I don't find at all interesting or desirable. And, you know, so I was already kind of doomed, you know, not to be able to be just a player, just to play along. You know, and pet the dog and, you know, say hi to the kids and then have a beer and watch TV. I just wasn't going to be able to play along. Because, frankly, I was already dissatisfied with the facts of life. I mean, they were already, who wants to play this game? I don't want to play this game. I morph into some other creature and then I just degrade. You know, I just wait for it all to fall apart and I turn into a pile of wrinkly, cruddy shit. What the hell is that? Why do I want to play that game? So I was already, you know, I was just doomed to already say, what the hell am I doing this for? What the hell am I doing? What? Why? Why am I being subjected to this? You know, so I started thinking about what crimes I committed. So I'd come up with theories about how, well, maybe I was Adolf Hitler. You know, but then I said, well, no, he wouldn't have waited, you know, whatever, 25 or 30 years to get reincarnated, so to speak. So he would have showed up much sooner than me. know, but just start thinking that what Antichrist, what the hell, why, you know, because it was just that alien. I mean, I even had alien theories that, yeah, well, maybe the aliens, maybe I'm from a different thing, and, you know, I was dumped here and abandoned. Or, you know, my favorite delusion was that this is all a test. You know, I guess you sort of get that from religion or something. And that I'm just being tested to see how I will react to a ludicrous circumstance. And will I, you know, try to manage it, or will I just go insane? You know, and so it's some sort of test to test my, you know. And that didn't last that long. But I did hide in my closet for a while when I was a kid, just because I figured the aliens were watching, you know, and, you know, it made me kind of uncomfortable. So that's the, you know, that's, I guess, one of the distinctions is just that, you know, it just kind of depends on what your perspective is and when you get there. So, I mean, if somebody's going to tell me that, no, that you had, that's the wrong attitude, I'm going to say, nah, that's exactly the right attitude, is to measure the whole game, figure out whether, well, you know, if I win, then what do I do the next day? I would do things like that. I'd say, well, what if I win the lottery, right? And I'd sit there and figure out, well, what exactly would I do? And, you know, after 3 days, I'm already in trouble, you know, because I've spent four times as much money as I won. Or, you know, it's really hard to think of something good to do with the money that, you know, you're sure it's a good thing. So as soon as you even, like, if somebody gave you $10 million and you have to go out and figure out how to, you know, allocate it to do the most good, what do? Do you just give the bums on the street the money? Because it's like, well, I can't just give it to them because they'll just waste it on crap. You know, that ends up giving the capitalists make the money in the end, right? So they'll all give it to the bums. They'll buy the crap that they watched a commercial for, you know, and, you know, just feed the machine. So I don't want to do that. So, you know, it's like this whole idea. You got to figure out some sort of infrastructure thing you're going to build. There's some sort of educational thing you're going to build. There's some meme engine you're going to build. Some kind of thing that'll do the world some kind of favor. And it ain't easy. I mean, try it sometime. Try to just imagine if you were given the responsibility of being in control of $10 million right now. You know, it's not that much money. Imagine having billions. I mean, that's the part that's just amazing, is the idea that there's actual billionaires who just keep the money, you know, in their investments, blah, 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 blah. And they don't do anything of value. I mean, just not everything they do is a racket. They set up a foundation. It's a racket so they can make income. You know, it's just, you know, for their kids or some other bullshit. It's just disgusting. But yeah, you know, I mean, there's, you know, anyway. So that's the part. It just becomes another daunting part of the game, is once you realize you're in a multiplayer game, then it just, you know, it's quite another, it's like the worst, it's the worst part of the game isn't just avoiding sharks. It's like trying to avoid wasted opportunities and, you know, squandering whatever power you do have. And it's just annoying. That's just more glass that you have to push through. I mean, I sort of have to push through it with this channel, you know, because I do feel some pressure to be more effective. And that's just more glass that I have to breathe in and that I have to walk through. You know, more little shards of shit that are hitting me. You know, besides all the other lonely and depressed and sad and horrified and afraid of, what's the next version going to be? Which, you know, which one of the little retarded shits I see walking down the street am I going to have to live their stupid life? Oh, fuck. You know, I mean, my eyes will close and their eyes will open and it'll all start again. Except I'll be a real stupid looking retard. Oh, fuck. And, you know, have to redo all this mistake making all over again. Oh, fuck. come to all, you know, do all this work to, you know, row yourself to the simple conclusions. I mean, all these little simple ones that took you so much longer than it should have to figure out, right? I mean, let's say you did figure this part out, that your happiness isn't more important than everybody else's comfort and happiness. How long did it take you, right? I mean, it takes a while to get there. You know, it took me at least 10 years, I'd say, to really say that, to actually say the words. Probably even 12 years, maybe, 11, somewhere in there, where I first just actually said the words, I'm a selfish cunt. Yeah, I realized that I was just such a shitty person, because I realized that, yeah, I'm just trying to get into her pants, and I'm trying to do this, and I'm just trying to get stuff. You know, and I really wasn't thinking about the fact that everybody else is trying to get stuff in kind of a, not a negative way. It always seemed negative just because I was always getting beat up, or everybody seemed to be trying to take from me in some way. And I wasn't appreciating they're just trying to get. And they're not doing, well, they certainly were doing things that I would never, you know, they're taking in a much more grotesque way. You know, I was trying to do it in a sneaky way. You know, I was thinking it was honorable, you know. I mean, I do love her. But, yeah, you know, why do I love her? Well, because she's cute. You know, it's not a good reason. Ugh, you know. But anyway. So all this takes so much time, you know. And that's, who wants to do all that over again? All that remedial classroom time. All the flashcards, you know. Frog. Doug. You know, I don't want to do all that crap again. You know, fuck. Shit. And, you know, these assholes, these pro-lifers are just saying, no, it's great to force you to keep eating the gruel and marching in our bands, you know, and playing your whatever, gazoozophone. Be in the little Smurf army, you know, put on your little funky hat and Heil Hitler. You know, no, I don't want to do any of this shit. Over and over and over again. Oh, puke. I mean, what are people thinking? And the people doing this are losers. I mean, they're not like people who have won. You know, and they're in some great place, and their life is so great, and it's just all fun, fun, fun. It's all... No, these are people eating the gruel. You know, signing people up for gruel eating. And not out of some sort of necessity. I mean, you can understand why, like, slaves might accidentally have a kid. But to do it on purpose? You know, ooh. I mean, that's gross. Yeah. Ew. So, maybe I'll come back again. See if I have something else to say. Alright, so the thoughts that popped into the head was the infrastructure argument, the civilization argument, the systems argument, that if we're ever going to move in a direction, the right direction, if we're going to progress, you have to have institutions and systems that really make that possible, that make it possible for you to build bridges that don't fall down, kind of thing, you know, to engineer things well. So the outcome is assured. And, you know, we really don't have, people aren't paying any attention to those realities either. So, I mean, you can look at the financial system and just say it's obviously, it can't survive. It'll obviously have to catastrophically fail again because, you know, everything's been, you know, there's only so many pieces of pie, and we've given out tickets that say 1 million people are entitled to pie. And there's only 7 pieces of pie. I mean, it ain't going to work. So eventually it's going to be realized by the people holding the piece of paper that says, you owe some pie. And they really don't own any pie. And they're going to figure that out eventually. And when that happens, everything's going to get really not good. So that's a system that's failing. you know, all the unsustainable charts. You know, you can find lots of charts that have these unsustainable lines on them that are heading for right for doom. You know, right for brick wall. You can't go through the brick wall. Doom, death. And they are, you know, nobody's panicking. You know, nobody's worried. You know, and then we, like I said, to give the internet away to Google. I mean, it's just too stupid. Okay, yeah, it was one thing when Google was a free thing from the magical free world, you know, the free-averse. Google came from the free-averse. It was just doing everything for free, for fun. And then it became a marketing company, a company that put ads on every single web page, essentially, on the internet, right? I mean, that's its goal. To do the very same thing we were saying we didn't want from any other corporation. Any other corporation that suggested, well, let's monetize everything and put commercials on it, you know. No, we said, no, Microsoft is evil. Because they had the idea first, you know. And they had the idea of doing it in a much more efficient way, which is ironic. And so Google's just a market. It's an advertising company. Why the fuck are we letting it control Android and indexing the internet and, you know, controlling what conversations we can have and what kind of language we can use and what kind of categories we can even put stuff in and who's allowed to be in the category? You know, why are we letting this stupid marketing company make these decisions? I mean, it's just too stupid. And so, you know, when you can't even do those simple things, like all agree that, oh yeah, we shouldn't let, say, Barnes & Noble control the card catalog at the library. Like somebody with a huge vested interest in a certain outcome. That is, people have to buy your books and they don't have to buy the opposition's books, right? I'll give away the books published by the other companies. I'll give those away for free. You know, but I won't let any of my property get exploited by this mechanism, you know, and devalued. I'll preserve the value of my intellectual property and screw everybody else. That's all this giant monopoly company is doing. It's just controlling everything to its advantage and, you know, in every way it can, suffocating anything that's competition. I mean, there's actually people going to other platforms and they think the other platform is freer and more, and it's owned by Google. You know, what do you think is going to happen? What do you think the end game will be? You think it'll actually be competition for Google? Do you really think so? Oh, too pathetic. You know, our Google property. That's what makes this all so much more difficult. Is, I mean, some of these things, everybody, if I just made a list of all the things not to do, like say, again, if we were to create a library or some public institution, we could agree on all the things that shouldn't happen. You know, that somebody's brother-in-law should be running it or something. You know, we'll see the easy and obvious conflicts of interest. You know, and yet people won't admit Google falls into every one of the categories of that's not what you want running the internet. Everything it does, everything about it is, it's on the list of don't allow, don't allow, don't allow, don't allow, don't, yes, and it's all the things we're allowing. I mean, it's, there shouldn't even be any dispute about it, and yet people will come to the defense of this stinking, crappy corporation, this frickin' advertising company that only sees you as how dupable are you? And if you're not dupable, that is, if my ads don't work on you, I don't give a fuck of what you're interested in. I don't give a damn about anything you care about. I only care about stuff that's interesting to the people who find advertisements persuasive. You don't understand how that would have a huge negative impact on what kind of mechanisms rise up out of the sea of possibilities here. What kind of competition could even be created? What kind of competition they will, buy out and close down before it ever gets started, because it'll give people someplace else to go. They won't have to eat this gruel. This putrid, game playing fake icon clickbaity bullshitiverse. Ugh. It's all so frickin' dishonest, and it doesn't have to be that way. It doesn't have to be a bunch of chicanery and fakery and bullshittery. Click, subscribe, ring the bell. We don't have to live in that world. Shit. Anyway, so that's enough of a video, I'd say. I'm gonna declare it. I do have control over a few things, and so I have control over when I end the video, I suppose. A bunch of programs. And again, yeah, what control do I have? Because I just thought about it and said, well, no, you probably left something. You probably didn't do it well enough. You didn't do it good enough. You didn't say it well enough. You didn't blah, blah, blah. You should fix it. You know, add something to fix it. Like, I can fix it. No, I can't fix it. Yeah. Reality doesn't work that way. It's like the, those, you know, like I said, the movie was... You know, they're watchable movies in the sense that they always, you know, you can create a few characters, you can sort of give a shit about them, they're fighting their little things, they're doing their little life thing, blah, blah, blah. But it's all so silly, right? Because they have these endless battles, battle, 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 battle. They, you know, grab swords, they get stabbed, they get this, they get that, and it's all, you know. But they can just keep going and going, you know, they're like, whatever, Energizer Rabbit, you know. Oh yeah, sure, it works that way. You know, none of it ever hurts. It's like every movie. It's, you know, the fake fight scenes. Like, you know, none of the injuries are take 3 weeks to go away. You know, none of them impair any of your functionality. I mean, you just wrap a piece of crap around it and, you know, your hand works perfect even though it's, you know, it's got a 5-inch slash in it. No, reality doesn't work that way. It doesn't. Okay. The shit hurts, and it hurts more, you know, 2 hours later, it's so overdone just to feed the part that people want, give them the little sugary bits of the fable that, you know, humans can conquer all, and all this bullshit, ugh, disgusting. All this, just food for this fight, just fight, keep fighting. Blah, 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 blah. Yuck. All right. So anyway, enough of a video. So, till the next time, I will work on doing something, you know, I am working on it. I'm trying to construct, you know, this. It seems not that difficult a task to explain this simple idea. Okay, that we're just these frickin' programmed biological machines swimming in an environment, and we're just driven by these stupid little impulses, and it all doesn't go anywhere. It's just this constant feeding and shitting, and it can't really be done in any kind of sanitary, decent way. So let's just quit doing it. This should not be a difficult argument to make. You're just pus, you know, with a big, you know, your self-important perception of yourself, like you're really, you're something other than just pus. You're just pus that can sing and dance, little balls of pus, you know, thinking, you know, and you think you're doing something. No, you're just doing what pus does. Ugh. Shit. Anyway, feed and create stinks. No point. Stop it. All right, anyway. Till the next time. Such, so forth, and whatnot. So, this has been a DoNotGod.com video presentation emphasizing the point that God is bad. God is a dumb idea. So is Google. Google is like God. A really dumb, stupid fucking idea. silly notion that we should be done with it. Fuck this monster. Till dead and such.